When I say robot, what comes to mind? Perhaps a metal humanoid, something rigid and strong, but maybe not gentle. Enter soft robotics. The hope of some is that robots capable of soft touch could be a help to society in areas like health and social care. Natural muscle plays an important role in our human ability to control movements. So could we give this ability to robots? I spoke to Aslan Miriev from Columbia University in New York, who's developed a soft synthetic muscle that can substantially expand and contract alongside being strong.
We developed a composite material that responds to a heating stimulus by expansion. The big advancement is that the ability to expand at heating is an inherent property of the material, and it is a material actuator, while the material is a robust material. The material consists of a silicone rubber matrix and ethanol distributed throughout it in microscale bubbles or pockets. In this way, we actually solve an interesting drawback of many existing solutions, pneumatic, hydraulic. Today, most of the solutions are external pumps and pressure regulating equipment to fill chambers with fluid, air or liquid. So our material does not require any externals. To actuate, you heat the material to 78.4 degrees Celsius, and then ethanol starts to boil, accompanied by tremendous increase in volume. Increase in volume of many ethanol pockets throughout the silicone matrix results in a very significant expansion of the entire material. The only thing that you need to provide is actually heating. And we used as low as 8 volts. It starts to expand, and we reach significant expansion of up to 900%. This is off the chart.
So all you need then is this material and some sort of heat source, and you've got a soft robotic muscle. So what kind of applications do you see this being used for?
Soft robots are developed to work side by side with people to significantly improve the human-robot interface. Imagine that this robot will have a soft touch. I will give the following example, picking up an egg. It's a very delicate task that a rigid robot cannot perform, or it will be very hard for it to perform. When you have a soft robot capable of this soft touch, actually similar to us humans, it will be useful in many important fields, and I see the first and the most important field of healthcare, elderly care, child care, any other ways of assistance to humans where a robot needs to work side by side with people or to take care of people.
I was speaking to Aslan Miriev there from Columbia University in New York, and the research was published in Nature Communications.